Canoe Regatta Coverage 2015. Nate Lull here for WCDO, and we're joined by almost the newest member of the 1400 Mile Club. If she finishes today, and I think she will have 20 finishes. Miranda Robinson, originally from Otigo, is joining us here today. Miranda, of course, this will be number 20. It has to be special for you being the youngest member of the 1400 Mile Club. Can you tell us what this means to you to have a chance to go for number 20 here today?
It really just tells an epic story about a father and daughter. I mean, it really doesn't get any better than that. I spent many, many hours practicing when we were much younger, but now we just go out there every year and try to see what we can do.
Does it make it even more special? Your dad, Rodney Robinson, this will be his 31st finish, and he's also getting into the Hall of Fame this year. Does it really add to the specialness of it, because this will be your 20th and this will be his 31st, the Hall of Fame? It just has to really be extra special.
It really is, and especially with another local, Mike Packard. A big congratulations to the both of them. They've just done so much for the sport. You know, it really does speak volumes to me that Mike and my dad have just brought me through from the very, very beginning. Mike trained me for nationals, and my dad has always been there. He's been competing with me forever, and it does. It does really make it a little bit more special having him going into the Hall of Fame and me hopefully completing the 20th time down the river.
In the 19 other times that you've gone down the river with your dad, do you have a moment that sticks out, maybe from the early years or maybe from something more recent, a time that really sums up the special bond that you and your dad have in the canoe?
Well, there were two times, actually. The first year that we ever competed, we were in the cedar strip boat that my dad built over the winter, and we got a hole in it. Probably in index there, and it was the water was coming up fast and my feet were freezing, and I just remember my dad pulling over, getting the duct tape out and patching it up, and we were on our way. And then I think the third or fourth time, it was horrible. The water was so cold, the wind, the rain. It was probably the worst regatta I've ever competed in. And I remember my dad pulling over in Milford and saying, "Marv, do you want to keep going?" And I said, "Absolutely, we're going to finish this race." And he knew no matter what we started, whether it's canoeing or any other journey or adventure that's out there, we were going to see it to the end. And that's something I'll never forget.
Since it's been a long time since you were 8 or 9 years old in the boat, can you tell people what your dad had to do to get down the river with you guys? I think it's something special that maybe not a lot of people know, what the extra effort it took for him to get you guys down the river those first few years.
It's something to definitely keep in mind that my dad has been competing with me since childhood through those teenage years and up into adulthood. So I would say that the most frustrating years of our career probably were when I was 13, 14, and 15, trying to understand the physics behind the boat as well as the competitiveness of the drive of your emotions. That's how you have to get down there. And I think my dad and I are always on the same page. So we do a great job every year.
You were able to start canoeing at a young age, and many other people that you know were able to jump in the boat at a young age as well. And we see many people now jumping in the boat at a young age. We see Brianna Fitzgerald is going to try her first 70 miler here today. But what do you think the sport needs to do to continue to get new people into it so we can continue to see the Clinton grow and do well as a race?
I wish the best of luck to Brianna and Pam as well. We really have to continue to keep the adults active in the child experience. I mean, Pam's out there, the McDuffie family from North Carolina, they're very actively involved. And we just have to continue to grow our youth into this sport. It's really important. You know, Mike and Hot Rod, they emanate that, and that's why they're getting into the Hall of Fame, because they have done so much for this sport.
Miranda Robinson from Otigo, joining the 1400 Mile Club today. Of course, congratulations to you and to your dad, who is going to go for finish number 31 today and who's getting into the Hall of Fame. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much, Nate.
This is Nate Lull for Canoe Regatta Coverage 2015. We'll be right back on WCDO.